This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, scouting the Eagles. Who do you fear, and do the Cowboys hold any advantages? I knew we were talking about part of this with Mickey Spagnuolo earlier today. I am really excited to see Tyler Booker lining up against Jalen Carter. And I know Mickey was like, well, he's going to get beat some, and that is inevitable. Probably. But if he didn't, if for some reason we walked out of that game, we're like, did you see Tyler Booker just shutting down the Eagles defensive line? I am going to have my mind's going to run away with me. And I'm going to be like, oh my God, he is amazing. Our offensive line's going to be so good. Blibbity blabbity.
Yeah. The hope is that Kenny Clark will stop the player I fear the most. However, I do have that player on my fantasy team, so I kind of need some points. This is a very awkward part of fantasy football.
So you're rooting for Saquon pretty hard.
To do well, you know, have success and lose the game.
You're not surprised by this, though, Alec, right?
No,
you know.
Not at all.
But Saquon Barkley is still, to this day, one of the most dangerous running back in the NFL.
Right, sure.
He was the I've been told he's the number one player in the NFL, according to Players.
True.
I was tracking that very hardcore all year, all off season. Mm-hmm. He has a magical moment in time where he jumped over somebody backwards, and we all just went, "How he's not human,
right?"
And then he made the commitment when he left the Giants. He was like, "I want to go to a team where I can win a Super Bowl," and then he won it. He finally was with a team where he had that opportunity. So he is still the player that I fear the most. Because the Cowboys said, we are making this move with Micah to stop the run. We have to stop the run. And if Saquon Barkley goes out there and has an amazing game, Kevin, we discussed this. Not a one run for 85 yards, but let's say he has three or four 20-yard bursts and a couple touchdowns. And then he also does damage and he's receiving out of the backfield. He's the X factor for every game.
Look, I from the 817, of course, Corey is going to root for Saquon Barkley. And from the 682, bleep your fantasy team. I hope that your fantasy team has negative points after Thursday night, and then they can do great after that.
That's fine. But I get it.
Okay.
I understand.
So, and this is a little bit broader, but I hope it makes sense. I am concerned, not necessarily just like if you get run off the field. Obviously, that would suck. I'm concerned that we're going to be rocking and rolling at Uncle Julio's on Friday saying, man, we got dominated on both sides of the line of scrimmage. That's what I'm really concerned about, because we feel like the Eagles have an elite, elite defensive line. There are a lot of questions now about the Cowboys' defensive line, as if that didn't already exist pre-Micah trade. I'm really worried that we walk out of that game and you're like, we're not good enough yet on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And that just feels like that would be so defeating.
And I think you're we discussed this very early on. I think you're gonna hear Schottenheimer in his interview with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show. Which they need to come up with a cool name for that interview. The shoddy spot or something. I don't know. You know, something they can do.
Shoddy potty?
Shoddy potty. Yeah, if that's what they want to do.
He might not like that one.
Unless he wants to patent it and make, you know, anyway, I've been saying this. At some point they're gonna go, guys, this is a learning season. This is a growing season. We're gonna grow by the middle of the year. You know, we couldn't be ready for the Eagles game one. Who could possibly be ready for the first game of the season?
Right.
The Eagles. You know, like that's the
question. What a terrible thing to hear that.
But I feel like that's what we're going to hear is guys, you know, we're going to build. This is a building part of the year. So I think that's, you know, on both sides of the line of scrimmage, they might get embarrassed there. But the hope is that they grow throughout the year. I don't know, though.
Alec, what would be your recommendation if I have a stat that I think is particularly relevant, but I really don't want to say it because I really don't want it to happen?
Ooh.
But I think it's relevant.
You say that trends are meant to be broken, right? Something like that?
Yeah. I like that. Trends are meant to be broken. It's been more than 30 years since an NFL team in the Super Bowl era had the league's leading rusher and the top total defense. The last team to do that was the 1992 Dallas Cowboys with Emmitt Smith and a league best defense. And then the year after that, they repeated as champions. So last year, the Eagles became...
But they didn't have the leading rusher in those first two games, right?
Oh, yeah, because he was holding out. That didn't happen until 93.
Damn it.
All right, so yeah, man, if Saquon was holding out in these two games, I'd be like, we're done. But we're going to win this game. That would be the positive. But yeah, so I really hope that that does not happen. But the only other time it happened in history, the Cowboys went ahead and repeated. What I'm fascinated by in this game, I know they're not going to go directly like head-to-head, but Dak playing Jalen Hurts for just the fourth time. They play twice a year, every single year, but so many of these games have been missed by one, if not both, of these quarterbacks. So you can go back to, well, last year the Eagles trounced the Cowboys both times. Yeah, fair. Or you can go back before that and like, oh, the Cowboys had pretty good success with blah, blah, blah. So infrequently does this matchup have both quarterbacks that it's weird that I'm excited that we finally get to see both teams at, like, I guess what you would call full strength. And I certainly understand why the Eagles are a heavy favorite, being at home, the defending Super Bowl champions. But I'm excited that you, like, get full strength for both of these teams.
I'm right there with you to start the season. It's going to be that's fun. How long into the game do you just go? Because Kevin, we've watched enough high school football games to know first game of the year is tough.
Yes.
Cramps, all that stuff starts happening.
You do,
and they
see
start
that a
dropping
lot.
Like, yeah, flies before halftime. And you're like, oh no, this is going to be a problem. Hopefully that's not the case because these are pros. You know, yeah, you get your IV before the game and you should be fine. But Jerry said recently when they were discussing how to beat Micah, we got to get ahead early so we can run right at him. How long do you think the Cowboys and Eagles can stay close in this game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So what I'm hoping is you get at least 2-4 minutes left in the second quarter. And I hope you don't find yourself on the wrong end of the double shot rubber band, like whatever you want to term it, with the last 4 minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of the second half. I think what my concern is it's going to be, you know, whether you think it's going to be 14-13, 17-whatever you think the score is with about 4 minutes. I'm worried that it's going to be, let's say, 17-13, right? And then on the other side of that, 4 minutes into the second half, you're going to find yourself down 27-13, and you're going to be like, what happened?
It's too far away, and we got to start passing.
Exactly.
Now, so the reason I asked is the Eagles are very good. They can run out the clock on you, and that's one of the reasons you want to stop the run.
Right.
But the Cowboys, and this is from Reed Hansen on Cowboys Wire, Kevin, the Cowboys are very effective whenever Dak Prescott is down. Here's some numbers that you can roll.
Oh, like trailing?
Trailing.
Okay.
As he said, this tips exponentially in their favor if they can play with a late lead late, since Hurts is one of the least effective quarterbacks when playing from behind in the fourth quarter. When trailing in the last 5 minutes of a game, Prescott rates number 6 in EPA dropback since 2020.
Oh.
Hurts, on the other hand, ranks 37th. In the same situation, ranking behind Bryce Young, Daniel Jones, Mac Jones. Whenever it's all on him to come back and win a game, Jalen Hurts typically doesn't do well.
Okay, can I play devil's advocate with those numbers?
Okay.
So I think one of my, this is since when?
In the last 5 minutes, since 2020.
Okay.
2020.
So I think, would the devil's advocate, do you think, be some of those Dak numbers are inflated just because there were several games that you and I can both think of straight away where you were losing by so many points that the defense was like, well, do your thing.
And I can play devil's advocate with Jalen Hurts too, because how often are they playing trailing?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like they are a team that's built. They get their lead. They maintain that lead.
That's
true. That conversation. I do wonder whenever it's on him to, you know, to make the plays to win the game, how frequently is he doing that? But we've seen Dak do it occasionally. We've seen him. I thought, I actually wrote a long time ago, he would have more comeback wins than Tony Romo by the end of his career, and he's on his way to do that. So like that's a situation. But the whole key for that is the Cowboys, they got to keep it close to have a chance.
Yes.
If you're looking at this, you're not saying, well, the Cowboys are going to blow out the Eagles. But you can very well see the Eagles blow out the Cowboys.
100%.
So the Cowboys have to figure out ways to keep the game close without boring themselves to death by just running for 2 yards and being like, that's going to keep it close.
Right.
Because it won't.
Now, the other matchup, and then, Alec, I'm going to kick it over to you as well if there's any particular matchups or discussions that you want to get involved in here. I realize we were talking about outside receivers maybe versus outside corners. I want to tweak that just a little bit. I'm excited to see the matchups and potential with the quartet of CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Quinyon Mitchell, and of course Cooper DeJean. Now I know DeJean is going to be rocking a lot in the nickel, but I mean you have seen CeeDee Lamb line up in that slot position plenty before. I want to see how that combination works and how much maybe the Cowboys try to take advantage at the opposite outside corner slot if they can, or you'll see some movement from the Eagles to try to counteract that. Because I don't think we have any question that DeJean and Mitchell and Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are all top flight players. So I want to see how that chess game plays out.
Pickens in one game against the Eagles in his career, 2022, Kevin.
Okay.
Three targets.
Mm-hmm.
Zero catches.
Oh, my God.
Therefore, he had zero receiving yards.
Uh-huh.
How many receiving touchdowns do you think he had?
I mean, it stands to reason it would be zero, although I guess technically he could have had like a catch for negative one, but you said no catches, so zero.
That's correct. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Quick side note, by the way, Alec, about Cooper DeJean, in case you really cared. Did you know that Coop's Crunch is a new cereal that's out? It's got a pretty cool box and everything like that, and they're selling the cereal to go help out the University of Iowa Family Children's Hospital. I know I'm falling into the trap with Corey where I have to tell you positive Eagles stories.
That's the one where they all turn and wave.
Correct.
Dude, that's one of my favorite things.
And he went to Iowa
all of sports is that thing whenever is it the third quarter, they all wave at all the kids and the kids, I'm like tearing up right now thinking of it. Just having had the experience of being in one of those places, it's not easy. It's kind of cold.
Right.
And whenever you got something that warm happening, that's awesome. So congratulations. That's awesome. Good job.
So that is a positive Boop. Off the field. But whether it's that collection of the two wide receivers and the two cornerbacks or anything else, Alec, is there any particular matchup or advantage that you see for the Cowboys that you want to dive into?
Yeah, and real quick, we do have the update that you wanted in Gridiron Gravy, Kevin, about Elijah Vera Tucker, the guard for the Jets.
Yes.
He is out for the season with a triceps injury.
As soon as they said serious arm injury with surgery, I thought it could be for the season, but you never know. Yeah. That sucks for them, man.
That's bad for Justin Fields and that new look offense for the Jets. That's from Jordan Schultz, by the way, friend of the station. But for me, we've been talking about stopping the run, and it's about the defensive tackles and the new addition that you made in the middle. I'm thinking about the second level. I want to see what these linebackers look like, because in my mind, you're not going to have your best run defenders on the field for every single snap of the game. So inevitably, and Saquon is just that good, as much as I hate to say it, he's going to break off a few. I want to see what this young linebacking core does to stop that, to mitigate that, and in the pass game, because Philly's been known to have a good tight end, you know, like every now and then come through their system, and they seem to home grow those very well. And you got Devontae Smith, who's going to be likely playing some time in the slot. You see him move around the field a little bit. How is the middle of the defense, that secondary level behind the defensive line, how is that going to look in pass coverage and in run stopping? Really excited for Marius Taliaferro. We've talked about him all offseason. But Jack Sanborn, welcome to the Dallas Cowboys. You're going to have a star on your helmet. People are going to be looking at you very intensely, and they're going to be criticizing you very hard for that run defense, even though initially it's not going to be your fault because the running back is getting past that initial line of defense. But I want to see how those guys hold up, and especially because he's been touted as this guy that really knows Eberflus' system. He played very well last year in Chicago. I want to see how that linebacking core looks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And by the way, on the flip side, if you want to check out you know, obviously, one of the Eagles' top picks was Jahad Campbell. So, interesting linebacker play, potentially, across the board.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.